Zone 1. Friday. Sport.
Good evening and welcome to North Sound 1's Friday Sport, where in the next 30 minutes, everything you need for a complete weekend of sporting action ahead. The Dons are at Ibrox tomorrow looking for their first league win there since 1991. Dave Galloway, you've been speaking to the manager.
Yes, and Derek says the players were a bit down at the start of the week after the cup final loss, but he insists there's still so much to play for.
I think it gives us opportunity to hopefully try and go and get 3 points at a difficult venue and get that winning feeling again, because that's why we're all here. We're all here to work to win. And I think that while it's maybe tough at the start of the week, it's important that we all get on with our jobs and look forward, because there's plenty to look forward to. You know, we've reminded the players how important it is for that response. You know, it's important that there's enthusiasm after disappointment, and still so much to look forward to. I just think it's a good game for the players, you know, and for ourselves. I think that, you know, it's well documented, the rivalry, so I think that the supporters see this as a fantastic opportunity for us to go and win. We back ourselves, we're a good side. We didn't show that on Sunday, but we are a good side. You know, we've only lost to two teams this year, and the game at Hamilton was down to a dodgy penalty decision that wasn't there. So there's been a lot right about the team this season, and there's going to be a lot more right about us going forward. And a win at Ibrox would be fantastic. You know, if we win with games in hand, we go second in the league. You know, we had one cup final appearance. It's our second cup final appearance in 19 months, and we aim to have more. And hopefully next time we get a cup final appearance, hopefully we can go and win it. But certainly for this weekend, Rangers at Ibrox, a fantastic game for us all. I've always felt the response has always been good for the players. You know, I don't expect anything different. You know, it's important to show that enthusiasm, as I say, after disappointment. It'll carry a long way. I think it's important for us all to focus on December, because, you know, almost a quarter of a league campaign in 1 month, you know, 8 games in December, it's going to need complete focus and really having to kind of concentrate on the job in hand. The first one up at Ibrox now on Saturday, and hopefully we can start December off with 3 points. Rangers with a couple of late wins up until the other night, you know, and I think that's a good sign of the team. But I think it's still going to be a tough game. I still think Rangers, just by the sheer nature of what they can do in January as well, will be favourites to finish second. But we certainly feel that second spot is something that we can certainly aim for. And you know, if we win our games in hand, then we would go second. I think any time you beat teams running about you in the league, then it helps you because you're inflicting damage on them. So I think both teams will see it as an opportunity to bounce back. They'll be disappointed, and we're disappointed obviously from Sunday, but at the same time I still think there's a lot of good players on show. Hopefully my players really show what they can do and we can win the game.
Let's hear now from Johnny Hayes. The winger says after the Hampden loss, a visit to Rangers is exactly what the Dons need.
It's obviously a tough one to take. Thankfully, we've got a big game now coming up on Saturday. It kind of takes your mind off it. Trying Monday, Tuesday, and focuses on Rangers, obviously, at the weekend. So yeah, you haven't really got time to dwell on it. Thankfully enough for us. Whenever you have a bad game, bad performance, you always look to try to get back out on the pitch as quickly as possible. Obviously, waiting 6 days. It's a long enough time, but as you say, it is a big game. There's no getting away from the fact of how big it is and how there's a bit of a rivalry there, etc. So yeah, in a way, obviously all the focus is taken away from the Celtic game, and we can just focus on the Rangers game. I think it's part and parcel of being a football team. People like to see you bounce back. We've done it numerous occasions in the past where we've had a disappointing result and we've bounced back right away. I think it's just the mentality that we have, that we try to move on. Same way when things are going well, we just take it game by game in our stride and always focus on the next one. It's just obviously it's a big game in everyone else's eyes. It's another 3 points in 90 minutes on Saturday for us, and as I said before, it's just about getting back out on the pitch as quick as possible. In my opinion, going to places like Ibrox, Hampden, Celtic Park, big games, it's what you want. Rather than playing in front of a small crowd at a small stadium on a bad pitch, you take Ibrox away every day of the week. I've played there before with Inverness, and I obviously do enjoy it. It's a good pitch, good atmosphere, and definitely when the fixtures came out, I was looking forward to.
Johnny Hayes there. Good evening. I'm Dave McDermott. Joining me tonight, Dave Galloway, of course, who we've already heard from, and Andrew Shiney. And Andrew, it's a pretty depressing record we've got at Ibrox, but one that's there to be overcome tomorrow.
As we've said for the last 25 Indeed. Years, unfortunately. 38 league meetings. We've lost 29. We've drawn 9. Rangers have scored 83 to our 20. It makes depressing reading. But
Corners.
As you say, these sort of records are made to be broken. So let's hope that tomorrow is the day that that one is finally put to bed.
And I think, Dave, certainly the Aberdeen squad believe they are a better team than Rangers, and certainly having watched them in midweek, you would think that there's absolutely no reason why we can't go to Ibrox and get rid of that monkey off our back.
Yeah, absolutely. And as the manager quite rightly alluded to, Dave, Aberdeen are good at bouncing back. They're never usually down for long, and I think that will be the case this time. But both sides, just to add a bit of spice, both sides really with something to prove. Aberdeen so very disappointing last week against Celtic, and Hearts, they really ran right over the top of Rangers, didn't they?
They did indeed. And as Dave says, Andrew, just touching, we won't dwell on last Sunday, but it was such a huge disappointment. I mean, the whole occasion, everything was brilliant. The displays pre-match, everything other than what happened in the 90 minutes. And we were all speaking to the manager afterwards. He was pretty shell-shocked at the end.
Yeah, unfortunately, we did say it was one of those occasions that if we played to the best of our form and Celtic played to the best of their form, they would beat us because they've got a better squad. There's no disgrace in admitting to that. Unfortunately, we didn't play to the best of our form, and as a result, Celtic were able to coast to victory. Tomorrow is different, because if Rangers are at their best and we're at our best, we beat them because we are comfortably better than they are. Now, regardless of what anybody wearing light blue glasses has got to tell you, Aberdeen have got more big game players. They've got more experience of playing at this level than the Rangers have. And Rangers, to me, look very one-dimensional. I think Mark Warburton is hell-bent on sticking to his principles. Admirable though they may be, at times you have to change these principles to take account of the opposition that you're playing against. I thought it was quite amusing to hear him say, "We knew Hearts were going to come at us the way they did." But, well, there's no but about it. If you know that they're going to come that way, set yourself up so that you can face up to that. But they didn't, and they ended up, as you say, with Hearts running all over the top of them. So it'll be interesting to see how Aberdeen approach it, because we were too slow out the traps last Sunday. I think that's a given. We allowed Celtic to dictate the tempo of the game, and this time around, it's us that's got to set the tempo down at Ibrox tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, Tynecastle, the pitch was cutting up on Wednesday, Dave, but as Andrew said, that Rangers still persisted in trying to play football in a game that really was crying out for something different, because the result was as it was expected. Everybody else could see from fairly early on that Hearts were the better team of the night, the way that both teams were playing.
Rangers once again had no plan B. In fact, Mark Warburton is on record as saying, "My plan B is to do plan A better when it doesn't work." So I think that tells you a lot.
Okay, well, let's hear from the Rangers manager.
There's no lack of belief. We won't lose the belief. That's what we do. We're a squad learning. And out of the analysis comes the fact that we're asking players to be brave. And we're asking players to maybe try things that they're not used to. But the fact is they wouldn't come here if they weren't good enough to do it. So we're still gelling as a squad. But there's no excuses, no paper over the cracks. Last night, as a group, we weren't good enough. What we have got now is a chance to be much better on Saturday. They're a good opponent. You could turn around in Aberdeen and say, how much will Rangers be affected by it? I think that the fact is they're a very good team, very well managed. A squad full of experienced players, the European experience behind them as well. We know what we face, but we're looking forward to the opportunity to show what we can do as well. We've been on a good run. We're in second, we're annoyed to drop 3 points. I'm looking forward to playing on a good playing surface in front of a packed crowd.
Mark Warburton there. Well, everybody's fit again, Dave, for the Dons. How is Derek going to line things up tomorrow?
Right, I've gone back to a 4-4-2. I've got Joe Lewis in goals, back for Shea Logan, Ash Taylor, Andy Considine and Graham Shinney. Midfield, I've got James Maddison on the right, then Ryan Jack, Anthony O'Connor. I'd like to see Anthony's aggression add some bite to the midfield because I think that is needed. And then Johnny Hayes on the left with Adam Rooney and Jaden Stockley up front.
Okay, Andrew?
I've gone Lewis, Logan, O'Connor, Considine and Shinney, Hayes, Jack, McLean and Maddison, McGinn and Rooney in a 4-4-2.
Okay, you've left Kenny McLean out the second week running, I think, Dave.
No agenda against Kenny McLean.
Okay, glad to hear it. Andrew, who's your one to watch?
My one to watch is young James Maddison, because I think it's the perfect stage for him. I actually bumped into him twice during the week, and he was...
Once in the supermarket.
Once in the supermarket,
you two live
yes.
your life on the edge, I'll tell you.
Yep. Another thing was last night down at Glebe Park, when he was down supporting the boys who unfortunately went out of the Youth Cup losing 2-1 to Hibs. But James, I think he's right up for this game, and he's been getting the inside info on the fact that there's a wee bit of rivalry between Aberdeen and Rangers. So he said, I think it might be nice to score another last minute free kick.
Yes,
and
please.
I said, well, if he does that, you'll never have to buy another drink in Aberdeen. And so I think that might just spur him on.
Yeah, let's hope it doesn't go down to the last minute. Hopefully we'll have it all wrapped up. Exactly. Who's your one to watch, Dave?
I'm going for Anthony O'Connor as my one to watch. He made a mistake to hand Celtic a penalty last weekend. We all know that, but I think he could play a key role tomorrow.
Okay, and we'll stay with you. I've written down my score, so...
Oh, I haven't, but...
Right, well...
Will I write it down?
Well, you don't have to write it down. I'm just going to show...
That makes good radio.
Well, Dave's written his down.
Yes, but only... carry on.
I'm going for 3-1 Aberdeen.
Okay, Andrew?
I'm going 2-0 Aberdeen.
Okay, well, I'm going differently. 2-1 Aberdeen, so...
Okay,
All wrong, probably. And thankfully, I think we've stopped keeping the league, haven't we?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
It turned out to be a fairly pointless exercise in terms of the fact that we had no
points. Literally pointless, right. Okay, we'll take a short break. We'll look ahead to the rest of the weekend sport after these. Welcome back to Friday Sport. Well, the Dons are at Ibrox tomorrow, but the lunchtime action sees Motherwell entertain Celtic. Andrew, how's that one going to go? James McFadden saying that, he's not the first to say that we'll end Celtic's run in domestic competition.
I think that's what everybody has got to say, because otherwise, you know, their fans are going to look at it and say, you're chucking it in before you even play the game. But I think Celtic, to be perfectly honest, they look fairly untouchable at the moment. They've got a shrewd tactician in charge, they've got a vastly superior budget and playing squad to everybody else in the country, and I can only see there being one victory there, or one winner there, and that is Celtic.
Okay, the rest of the 3 o'clock kickoffs. First one, an intriguing one. Hamilton Accies against Partick Thistle. Points at a premium. I mean, there's so much, so tight in the bottom half, and even up to sixth place in the league right now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It was a decent November for Accies with 3 draws, 1-1, 3-3, 0-0. Thistle lost all three of their matches and are bottom of the league, but like you touched on, they're only 6 points off fifth place. It'll be a tight one, I think. Hamilton might just edge it 1-0, though.
Okay, down at Rugby Park, Dundee are the visitors, and, you know, having by all accounts, Paul Hartley was only 2 games away from getting his jotters. They've been on a fairly good run of late.
They have, and I think they can continue that run at Rugby Park. Kilmarnock are very, very unpredictable. They're not brilliant at home. They've only won one of their 7 home matches this season, and I think St Johnstone, with Craig Whiten, showing some pretty decent form, could nick that one by the odd goal.
Okay, Ross County against Hearts.
Well, Hearts, by all accounts, we've touched on this as well, they steamrolled Rangers in midweek and they really did deserve to have won by more than 2-0. I can only see a comfortable victory for the Jam Tarts. I'll go for 2-0.
But will they miss their manager?
Well,
that's the question.
It's also a strange one, isn't it?
It is. I mean, I can only assume that Robbie Nielsen is going for the Spondulics down in England, because MK Dons, they don't attract big crowds, but they seem to have a very good setup down there. But it seems an unusual move for an ambitious Scottish manager. But I think whoever it is that comes into Hearts is going to be very much beholden to Craig Levein. He's the guy that seems to pull all the strings there.
And which that will in itself, there's a number of managers just will not entertain the fact that if they're manager, they want to make all the decisions.
Yeah, well, exactly, because of the way that they operate at Hearts. You know, we've heard various names mentioned possibly in connection with the Hearts job. One of them is Paul Hartley, another is Tommy Wright. Now, they both want to be in total control of all football matters. That wouldn't be the case at Tynecastle.
And the final one, St Johnstone against Inverness Cali Thistle, Andrew. And St Johnstone slipping their home record is very poor.
It is, compared to normal. I mean, in the normal course of things, you would have said that's a home banker, because St Johnstone are so strong at McDermott Park, but it hasn't been the case recently. They've lost 4 out of 7 home games, only lost once on the road. So I think, you know, Inverness, they blow a little bit hot and cold. If they get it right, they'll strongly fancy their chances down at McDermott Park. But St Johnstone have too good a squad to continue this poor run at home. So I'm going to sit in the fence and say it's going to be a share of the spoils in that one.
Okay, the natives, are they getting restless? You're down there quite often, Dave.
Yeah, they're. I think they're just they're baffled rather than restless. There's no outward signs of animosity towards the manager or players. But like you say, they've had much better results away from home this season. It's basic mistakes that are proving costly, and they're desperate to make McDermott Park a fortress once more.
Well, in League One tomorrow, Peterhead entertain Airdrie after last week's narrow cup loss at the hands of Alloa Athletic, a game that Balmour keeper Graham Smith takes some positives from.
Alloa's one of the favourites to win the title, so we know that we're more than capable of matching them, but I mean, results don't lie. That team scored 5 against us and we've not replied with any, so I mean, we need to put that right quickly. But the best thing to do that is by going beat Airdrie. We had a good result down there against Airdrie. I thought we were very, very comfortable for long periods. Obviously they scored against the run of play a little bit, and then, as I say, we managed to dig back.
Graham Smith there, the goalkeeper of Peterhead, and it was a narrow cup loss, of course, for them, and they will take heart because they're on a reasonable run of form just now, Dave.
You just go back to the previous weekend and they had a fantastic victory, 2-1 away to league leaders Livingston. Some say it was maybe a bit of a smash and grab, but they certainly absorbed wave after wave of Livy attack, and they were pretty potent up front themselves, so well done to them. So I'm sure they'll bounce back soon.
Okay, well, like the seagull bounced back after being hit by a goal kick.
That was amazing. That was
seagull was
video.
Okay, though, thankfully.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Looked a bit dazed.
As you would. Of course, there'll be Don's interest, and I'm sure Derek will have somebody down at Stair Park for Stranraer against East Kilbride in the Scottish Cup tomorrow afternoon. And of course, Don's interest as well, because Joe Nuttall has been given permission to play for Stranraer. That won't be the case if they win to face the Dons next month at Pittodrie.
Well, Big Joe's made a great impact down there. He's scored 2 and 2 for Stranraer, and maybe the gaffer has decided, right, let's strengthen Stranraer. We fancy playing them rather than East Kilbride. So I fancy Stranraer to get through that one, although the Kilbies, as they're called, will give them a good run for their money. But I'm expecting to see Stranraer in the cup tie-up at Pittodrie in January.
And there is, of course, Highland League interest in the Scottish Cup as well for Martin United and Forest Mechanics, both playing tomorrow.
As are Wick Academy.
Yeah,
for Martin, play Annan Athletic. The winners there get an away trip to Partick Thistle. Stenhouse Muir and Forest Mechanics, after the 2-2 draw at Mossett Park last week, they meet at Ochilview. The winners of that tie away to St Johnstone in round 4. And Stirling Albion face Wick Academy, with the winners of that match facing either Clyde or Arbroath, who are also in action tomorrow.
Okay, there's some Highland League action as well.
There is indeed, and there's a huge game up at Dudgeon Park. Brora Rangers taking on Cove Rangers. That's first against third. Second place, Bucky Thistle, who acquitted themselves very, very well in going down narrowly to Dunfermline Athletic in the Cup last week. They travelled to Fort William. They're now only 3 points behind Brora at the top of the table, but crucially, they've got a couple of games in hand. Huntly entertained Turriff United. Inverurie Local Works welcome Rothes. Fraserburgh travel to Nairn County. And in the final game up north tomorrow, it's Strathspey Thistle against Keith.
Well, the juniors have been fairly decimated. We're still trying to get the three surviving north clubs play their third round tie in the Scottish Junior Cup. They will try again tomorrow. The team at home are Stonehaven. They entertain Greenock at Glenurie Park. Cooter hoping to travel to East Kilbride, and Hermes away to Genefield Swifts. But just in case, if the games are again called off, there's provisional McBookie.com Super League ties between Colony Park and Stonehaven, Cooter versus Bankery St Tiernan, and Maud against Hermes. Definitely going ahead, weather permitting, Devon side against Inverness City. Dufftown travel to Eanmare Park to play Dice, and Hall Russell United take on Bucky Rovers in the First Division East. It's Croon Bay versus Buckenhaven Hearts. Stonywood Parkvale, they travel to Glentanner. Lewis United welcome Aberdeen University, and Sunnybank against Ellen United in the First Division West. Forest Thistle against Nairn County, against Nairn St Ninian even. Isle of Ale take on Montrose Rose Lee. Newmacker United, they go to New Elgin. Spey Valley United versus Burghead Thistle, and White Hills against Falkirkburn. The GA Engineering Interregional Cup first round, Fraserburgh United are at home to Bank City, and in the second round it is Newborough Thistle against Longside. So remember, of course, the Dons, it's 3 o'clock, the game tomorrow afternoon down at Ibrox. That's just about it for Friday Sport for another week. We will be back at the same time next week. Have a great weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.